The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Big wieners in today's episode. I just like saying big wiener. We're talking about that today. No, get your mind out the gutter. I'm talking about hot dogs.
I love a big wiener.
Me too. That's why I married DJ Automatic.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Mine isn't good. It's great.
That's enough of that. All right, gamers, all you gamers out there, which classic game just sold for over $1 million? And then finally, we had this man call in. He had a confession. He hasn't spoken to his wife in 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks, because she accidentally cracked his big screen TV. So I want you to listen to this podcast and then decide who's in the wrong, the husband or the wife. Take a listen. There might be somebody listening who just turned a radio on and have no idea about who we are. I want to tell you something about myself. First of all, my name is Dana Cortez. Welcome to Wednesday. Good morning. Second of all, I have a problem with being a very controlling person. I do. Good morning. We appreciate
you. Are you coming to terms with that right now?
DJ Automatic, not right now. It's just something happened to me recently. Anthony, I want to tell you guys, and I specifically want to talk to women because I think we do this a lot.
Oh, here we go.
I obsess over things that I have no control over because I want things done a certain way, which means I want things done the right way.
Which means you're a control freak and you want to control the world.
Everything.
And then when she gets upset with whatever she can't control, she takes it out on me.
Everybody.
Her husband.
Oh.
The people I love the most.
Which is not healthy.
That's not healthy at all.
And I've actually warned her a few times about this. Don't do that to me because I have no control over it either, so I can't do anything.
Well, I know. And then we end up in a big fight.
Well, what are some of the things that you hate when you lose control of?
Every single thing in life, from what's happening on the news, what's happening in the world, to what's happening in my home.
For me, it's only things I'm really kind of like passionate about and stuff when it comes to my craft. Like, other than that, I'll let things go, but I don't know if that's either my personality or the THC.
It's a good...
A little bit of both.
I don't participate in all that. So, but for ladies out there, I understand you want your house to be perfect. You want your children to be perfect. You want the world for your spouse. Sometimes you got to let it go because what was happening with me is it was stifling my own creativity and it started to affect our workspace. And so I have moved away from that. Yesterday, my husband, DJ Automatic, threw a little fit. He will admit to that. We won't talk about what the fit was about, but I just let it go. I didn't even engage. I just let you have that
moment. How
does
this get turned around as my problem? How does it, like,
crazy.
She's so good at this.
Because controlling Dana would have started a big fight.
I don't even know what you're talking about. So
this new Dana's, I'm going to let it go, and we're here today, and it's a beautiful day. Don't obsess over things you cannot control. All right, Anthony A., National Day.
New Dana's just going to air you out.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to blame it on you.
All right, we have National Nude Day, y'all, so get out there and let it free. Let it fly.
Nude?
Yes, nude.
That's where you're born, naked.
Hey, it's also National Tape Measure Day, so if you want to measure it up, feel free.
While you're naked.
Might as well, dude, double dip.
When's the last time you did that, Anthony?
Oh, I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, my God.
Every boy does it. I'm sorry.
I just realized what you're talking about. My God.
Oh, it's like a fifth, sixth grade thing.
You gotta see where you stand.
Yeah.
And it's also National Mac and Cheese Day.
Ooh.
One of my favorite things in life is macaroni and cheese.
DJ Automatic makes the best Kraft Blue Box mac and cheese. It is almost
a delicacy.
It's like a 5-star meal. I don't know what you do to it, but it's so good.
We're gonna need a bigger boat. It's National Shark Awareness Day, y'all.
Hey!
It's also Shark Week.
Oh. Do you know the biggest shark in the world right now? She is 21 and a half feet long. Her name is Deep Blue. Can you imagine what she could do to you if you swim up next to her?
We're like half a bite.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The confession I received in my Facebook messages is from a man saying he confesses he's so angry at his wife. He hasn't spoken to her in almost 3 weeks. 2.5 weeks not talking to his wife. Why, Automatic? Why, Anthony A? Because she accidentally broke his big screen TV. They've only had it since Christmas. He is very upset. But she was mad, and she did kind of have a little, you know, little fit. She was mopping angrily because everybody's sitting around. He's not helping her. She's had a long work week. And he's like, I get it. But still, she broke the TV. She hasn't apologized, nor has she replaced it. So neither one of them is speaking, and neither one of them wants to replace the TV. We've called someone who's outside of the realm of the show to try to get an unbiased opinion. Ram, who's in a wrong here?
I mean, it sounds like it was a straight up accident, but I mean, she should know how to mop if you're that old and have kids.
Oh, come on, man.
Let me tell you something. It sounds like an accident, but it sounds like she was having a fit and she just was throwing the mop around because nobody would help her. And in her little rage, she broke a television.
That's what I was
thinking. But she didn't mean to break the TV.
Clearly, it's clear we can see that this lady has anger issues.
Yes.
And she needs to address that before we address anything else in her relationship.
So we don't need to address the fact that the man's sitting around while she's cleaning the house. We don't need to address that.
Doing nothing. Nothing that broke that TV.
Exactly, yes. Besides probably putting in 40 hours of work week, okay?
She works too.
We don't know that.
Well, she's going to have to work harder to fix that TV.
Maybe some extra hours so she can get a little overtime and pay for it.
3 weeks for a TV, though.
He's going overboard.
Well, my question is, what are you really doing that you're not talking to her or watching TV for 3 weeks?
I don't know, but he said that he's not buying a TV, and she said neither am I.
Oh.
Who broke it? She broke it. It's her fault.
Thank you.
I knew having three men, no one would understand that that y'all should have gotten up and helped that woman. It's going to continue to happen because
she's just going to continue to break TVs?
The root of the problem is that no one helps this woman clean.
How do you try to justify this woman broke the TV with her?
It was an accident.
And having a fit, she broke the TV, okay? Obviously having a fit. Okay, and you somehow are going to blame it on the man.
It does sound more suspect that she did break it on purpose.
Thing was an accident.
Point proven. No, it wasn't no accident. She sounded pretty guilty right now.
You know what? Call me it was like an accident. Bye, Ram. Bye. I am so not happy with this whole thing. Jeez. I don't understand how.
It's because you want to stick up for the woman because she was cleaning the house. She messed up. She had a fit. She
had
broke
an accident.
The TV.
You're right.
But and she should pay for it.
Do you not think that man should be helping her clean?
I mean, yeah. Of course he should help her. Cool. Yeah, he could help her clean.
Nah,
but
I mean, that's nowhere near for us to judge the in and outs of their relationship. But we can judge the evidence. And now there's a broken TV that she broke.
I hate
so
y'all.
Fix it.
We taking this to social media. It was an accident. Had her husband been helping her, none of it would have happened. I do agree, though. I will tell you guys. She should replace the TV.
Yeah. It's only fair. She
but
broke
her
it.
Her husband should apologize for not helping her. They'll have a better relationship if each one contributes to taking care of the home.
I would apologize 3 weeks ago if it would have got me a new TV right away.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A group of psychologists in a medically reviewed study found that there's two things that might make your partner cheat more. One is education. One is religion. I'll tell you more about it when I read my In Case You Missed It story. This is big. DJ Automatic, as usual, you go first.
In case you missed it, the child tax credits start going out this week, y'all.
Yeah! Kids are making us money.
The IRS will start sending out child tax credits this week if your family qualifies. It can mean up to $300 per child every month until the end of the year, but it's not free money. It's an advance on next year's tax return.
I was going to say, a lot of people are like, where's coming up with all this free money? No, this is your taxes that the government has been keeping from you. They're going to give it back to you early. So at the end of the year, when you normally get your big fat return, it's going to be a skinny return.
So that means you're going to have to pay it back if you end up making more money this year than you did the year before.
Exactly. So be careful. You can halt the child tax payments. If you feel like you might end up owing money, call whoever does your taxes or hit the IRS up. You can call them. I wouldn't call them. I've been trying to call them for 5 weeks.
They don't answer the phone anymore.
IRS.gov and they can help you.
I've been trying to give them money and
they don't answer the phone.
It's only $300 for a kid.
$300
only.
Per kid.
Oh,
so you got four kids. That's $1,200 a month. That's a lot of money, dude.
I thought it was more this whole time. Anyhow.
Anthony's like, well, never mind. I don't want to
be He's like, I'm not having more kids. Or any kids.
Anthony, which one did you find? What story did you find?
So stressing causes gray hair, but relaxing can reverse it. Check this out. A new study by the University of Columbia showed that people who relaxed actually reversed the pigmentation on their gray hair, and it actually went back down to the normal color.
What?
That is amazing. I know a lot of men really stress about gray hair. For some reason, Jesus got jokes. And ladies will agree with me. When men go gray and they get that silver, they look so handsome. When we go gray, we look like grandma. It's like, of course, I dye my hair gray. I shouldn't say my whole head is gray. But you know what I'm saying. Like, you guys age gracefully.
It's gracefully till the gray hair gets down there. Then your whole life is just going downhill, right?
So all you're saying is we have to just relax. And it will revert.
Zen.
Oh, yeah. So maybe like meditation or maybe like a little THC might help.
There you go.
What have I been doing every night, DJ Automatic, for the past week?
I know it's
not
THC, so.
Meditating. Gosh, all right, now it's time for my story. In case you missed it, a medically reviewed study found that there's two things that might make your partner more likely to cheat. Number one is education. People who possess some college are more likely to cheat than someone with a college degree or someone who only has a high school diploma.
What?
The exact reasons for the incidence of cheating, according to education level, is unknown. They don't know why, but if you went to college a little bit, for some reason, you might step out on your partner. Number two reason is religious preference. Individuals who attend some religious meetings reported higher incidence of infidelity than those who attend church or religious meetings once a week. So the more involved you are in faith, the less likely you are to step out on a person you love, which makes sense because you have a sense of guilt, which is what the Catholic Church taught me.
Some church homies are messy, though. Like, I've seen some,
are,
like, wild.
But
yo.
I was going to say, there's a few ministers
here.
Out there
choir leaders and stuff like that, dude.
You ain't
got to
throw everybody under the bus. There's nothing wrong with having faith, being a spiritual person. And it makes sense to me because if you have no sense of commitment or care in the world about, I hate to say guilt, but it kind of is, like, you know, and that's not to say that an atheist isn't a good person.
No, it's not to say, because there's a lot of faithful atheists. But I get what you're saying. So if you've made the commitment to, you know, God or whatever you believe in, then you can have a commitment to another person. Yeah. And it's easier for you to do. Yeah.
I've just come to learn that in my experience, that everybody who does that uses it to cover up their flaws and their, like, adultery and their cheating and stuff like that.
True, Anthony.
Too.
And you did say, like, you knew somebody or whatever in the church that did some things. And the reason I believe that those people end up making headlines, per se, Justin Bieber's minister was cheating on his wife, is because when you're preaching to be good and you're preaching to be faithful and you're preaching to be a better person, and then it ends up that you're the bad person.
It's shocking and it's newsworthy.
Yes, of course. It's like,
but not every minister or priest or whatever
is a bad person.
Well, I think the message is not everybody who goes to church is a cheater, or everybody who follows in, you know, the good faith is a cheater. But I think the guys collecting the gold pot, they're a little iffy.
I know. Where that money going?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a lost 12-foot python in the mall. Somewhere in the mall.
What the fuck?
All right. So representatives for a small animal zoo in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say this humongous, ginormous snake slithered out of its enclosure. And they failed to report it for more than a day because they figured it's a big, giant snake. We'll find it. They didn't find it. So this missing 12-foot yellow Burmese python is now on the cover of milk cartons. No, I'm just kidding. I just threw that out there. I doubt anyone is going to that mall. A 12-foot snake, I'm telling you now, if my husband saw a 12-foot snake, I'd never see him again.
Oh, I would run. Like, imagine going to the bathroom and you're sitting down and this 12-foot python just...
No, I can't.
I can't imagine.
I don't like to imagine going to the bathroom and 12-foot anything, especially a python.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of bathrooms, I have a very crazy WTF. All right. Colon cancer is on the rise in younger adults, and scientists say it's because of all their sugary drinks that they might be drinking.
Ew.
Researchers studied how many soft drinks, sports drinks, and sweet teas a group of female registered nurses drank for almost 25 years. They found that the women who drank two or more servings a week had double the risk for the disease. Each extra serving increased the risk by 16 to 32% in the younger group.
Colon cancer is something you hear about with old people. A 25-year study showing it increases the risk in young people is definitely a WTF. That's
just because you're drinking
study.
One of those aid drinks, whatever they are, you know, I won't say, well, but they have a lot of sugar in them, a lot of sodium. They're not good for you. You know what's good for you?
Water. That, and, you know, yeah, water. And, like, who knows what's inside energy drinks, right? Like, Red Bull gives you more than wings. we'll go right along next. Yo, all right, you guys. Here's my story. An unopened copy of Nintendo's Super Mario sold at an auction for a whopping $1.5 million.
Stop.
Hold on.
Stop. Hold on. An unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers sold for how much, Anthony?
$1.56 million.
Who's the dummy that bought that for $1.56 million? Well, seriously?
It's a collector's item, Dana.
A collector's item, all right? Now, so a Dallas-based auction group noted that this was the first time a single video game has ever sold for over $1 million. But 2 days prior, a sealed copy of Nintendo's Legend of Zelda sold for over $800,000. That record didn't last for more than 2 days.
So all those old video games that we have that were sitting around in my mom's house.
On a Nintendo 64 games.
So they have to be unopened.
They have to be unopened, Automatic. Come on, dude.
You didn't have one game in there that was unopened.
Yeah, all of them were open.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Big wieners are in the news. Stop, you dirty people. We're talking about hot dogs. I've got some breaking news, hottest hashtag time on a Dana Cortez show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, so let's start off with something serious. The FDA is on the cusp of approving all three COVID vaccines, and Johnson & Johnson's will come with another side effect warning, a rare but serious syndrome called Guillain-Barré. I'm probably not even pronouncing that right. Let me explain what it is, though. It's a rare neurological disorder. 95 people were hospitalized, one death. Now, I understand this is probably even less likely to happen to most people than the blood clots, but it's still scary, right, when you hear that, and they are putting that warning.
Does the neurological damage last for the rest of your life?
No, People recovered within 14 days. But still.
I mean, it's like COVID or neurological damage.
95 people out of millions who've received the vaccine. But still, I'm glad that they're coming, you know, with these warnings, because every medication has some kind of side effects. So let's get real with it. Joaquin Guzman, a.k.a. El Chapo, his escape house is being raffled off by the Mexican government. This is the home he was finally caught at trying to escape from that tunnel under the bathtub.
Yeah.
Remember when that went down? He was arrested, but then he escaped from jail and wasn't caught for another 6 months. The home will be raffled off September 15th. It's the day before Mexico's Independence Day, el 16 de septiembre, and it's worth about $184,000.
Would you live in that house? Dude, I'm not living in that house. There's no way. I mean, they couldn't pay me to live in the house.
You know that.
Oh, hell no, I'm not living there.
Nope.
And then finally, in food news, Heinz has started a petition calling on Big Bun and Big Wiener companies to finally sell buns and wieners in even packs. We want 10 buns. We want 10 dogs, okay? Heinz says via their Instagram, we've seen our fans have expressed outrage for decades about the bun to hot dog ratio, and we know there's a better way. We believe now is the time for change. You can sign a petition at HeinzHotDogPact.com.
This is the change I've been looking for.
Exactly. Hell yeah, dude. I'm ready to sign this petition. I can't stand that you only get so many wieners and so many buns, and then you're left over.
I don't ever grill. I just go to people's houses, so I didn't even notice. But
people are grilling. It's a big deal, Anthony.
I support this, Dana. Yeah, I support this.
National Day, and
we'll start off with National Nude Day. Get naked, y'all.
Hey, just like the day you were born.
Oh, it's also National Tape Measure Day, so if any guys are feeling up to the challenge,
I was thinking of measuring my waist, but leave it to the men in the room to say something nasty.
It's also Shark Appreciation Day, guys.
Shark Week!
Yay! I said this earlier, but in case you didn't know, Deep Blue is the biggest great white shark in the world. She's 21 and a half feet long, and she weighs 2,800 pounds.
And she will eat your ass.
Man!
What did you just say, dude?
I didn't even know what I said until I said it.
Oh, dude.
I think it's some freaky sex sharks. Oh, man. All right, y'all. Everything is better with cheese, like macaronis. You know, good, right? Right.
According to sharks, too.
So I do love DJ Automatic's Kraft Blue Box Max.
Time out, guys. Hold on. You didn't even let me finish. Macaroni, good. Macaroni and cheese, Gouda. See? Nice. It's National Macaroni and Cheese Day, y'all.
I'm done. After this shark eating stuff, I'm done.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky taking a very big step in their relationship. I've got that story and more. It's time for the best gossip. We call it the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Tamika Harris celebrating her birthday, Jane Lynch celebrating her birthday, and Conor McGregor celebrating his birthday.
All right, so Lamar Odom, you know, he used to be married to Khloe Kardashian. People might not know that. It was a long time ago, but they were married for 7 years. He's commenting on her social media. I mean, she looks good. The woman is
fit. It's a bikini pic, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. She looks fine.
I mean, she's hottie underneath it.
Yeah. So then here comes her latest ex, Tristan Thompson, calling him thirsty. They're going back and forth. Lamar Odom wants a second chance with Khloe Kardashian. Yes, he had problems with drugs. Yes, he had issues with that. But he never cheated on her. And he's clean now. Do you think she'll give him another shot?
After seeing that boxing footage of him, no. I would not give him another shot.
All right, now let's talk about rapper DaBaby. He's facing a lot of criticism because he had some kids come to his house. They selling candy door to door. And he gave them $2. Let me play some of the audio of what went down.
What's 34 times 2, my boy? It ain't 200. It ain't nothing. It ain't even $100.
So they're trying to charge him hundreds of dollars
for
this candy. They didn't know how much 34 times 2 was.
I know, which hurt when Baby laughed at him because I kind of didn't know what it was. I'm not going to lie. Initially, I wanted to say 96, but...
Hold on. And it continues. Listen.
What, they $2 a piece? Dollar each? Dollar each bit. You got to use your head, man. You got to, you trying to play, but I was going to bless you anyway. You would have got the 200. Now you got $2. Y'all be good. Look, they pissed. Look, got me f***ed up.
Those kids were so upset, but if you listen closely to the audio.
You trying to play, but I was going to bless you anyway. You would have got the 200. Now you got $2.
If they'd have gotten the problem right, he would have given them $200. You can't hustle somebody out of money, and especially someone who's smarter than you. And the baby's like, hey, can you answer the problem? No, you can't. I feel like the criticism he's getting on social media is uncalled for. He taught those children a lesson.
What are people criticizing?
Oh, that he should have given them $400. He should have given them $1,000. Well, that just teaches those kids.
Just because you have money doesn't mean you have to give it away.
The part that was messed up to me is that he literally pulled out a whole bankroll of hundreds and then gave them $2. If you're going to give them a lesson, keep the $200 in the back pocket, bro. Don't take it out.
No, show them what they can get with that knowledge that people can't take from you. Show them what they can get. Maybe they'll work harder for it. And then finally, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky were in a studio together. And then the next day, they were caught on camera filming something. So does this mean we're going to get some music from Rihanna and ASAP Rocky? Are they working on an album, a project, a song, or is it just more fashion?
Or is it an OnlyFans page? That's some real money now.
Janae Aiko and Big Sean did it together. It wasn't a huge success, but I mean, they could go and do a whole project together.
Let me tell you something. If Rihanna and ASAP do an OnlyFans, it'd be bigger than any album.
I was talking about an album.
I'll talk about OnlyFans. They could make a lot more money than an album.
I mean, the footage is already out there, Rocky, if you want to see it.
Ew.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's July 14th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, let's get it started.
The first birthday we got is Taboo's birthday of Black Eyed Peas.
Put me in the mix, put me in your vida. Put me on top, put me arriba.
What's his real name?
Jaime Gomez.
You know, I was going to say, for me, Black Eyed Peas, I've always loved them, but they're such a diverse group, too. Got to shout them out.
We got one more birthday. It is Tamika Tiny Harris's birthday, T.I.'s wife.
She was an escape. Give her that. Give her credit for being an escape. And I'm pretty sure she co-wrote one of TLC's biggest songs, No Scrubs. And then she married T.I. All right, where to next, Automatic?
All right, next one in 1992 when Too Short releases Shorty the Pimp.
So you wanna be a gangster? All that smoke any motherfucker don't even trip.
This was his seventh studio album. It debuted at number 6. It was produced by pretty much him and Aunt Banks only. And if you know anything about Too Short, Aunt Banks was always a big part of Too Short's career.
Nice.
All right, next we're going to 1998 when Monica releases her second album, The Boy Is Mine. So the lead single from this one, the one with Brandy, was the top-selling single of the year.
Nobody knows this, but when they performed this at the MTV Video Music Awards, they had a fight, a physical swaying on each other fight right before they went on live TV, and they pulled it off.
I didn't know that. I had no
idea.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know.
Well, this album went 3 times platinum for Monica.
Big song. This right here, it was huge.
All right, last we're going to stay in 1998 when the Beastie Boys release Hello Nasty. So this is their 5th studio album. It sold 681,000 records first week to debut at number one.
And this was a big record too, because it was a little bit of a couple years away from the previous albums they released too, right? So
yeah.
Like people had kind of not say written them off, but it was a surprise that it had so much commercial success.
Would you say it was their comeback?
I'm not going to say that.
Automatic. It wasn't a comeback. I'm not going to say that. But do you know what? It was a new sound for them because they brought Mixmaster Mike, the DJ, into the group.
Gotcha.
And he brought a whole new sound with him into the group. A lot of people say this is their best album they ever had.
Gotta love the Beastie Boys. That's Music Facts with DJ Automatic, only here on the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The United States basketball team dropped its second straight game on Monday. They lost to Australia 91-83. But don't worry, help is on the way, and it's not LeBron James. Let's talk Olympic basketball. Let's talk with you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, but today it's a bro down because the United States basketball team looks to be in trouble, DJ.
Yeah, I mean, since their inception in 1992, they've been 54-2. That's been their record.
And
they've now dropped 2 games in a row, which is pretty much unheard of.
Oh, my God, dude. We've only lost 4 times since the Dream Team in 92. But and there's probably some people out there going, Anthony, hey, DJ Automatic, what makes you guys qualified to talk about professional basketball? Well, DJ Automatic is an NBA DJ, okay?
So that gives us all the qualifications
that's,
we need.
That's all we need right there. That's all we
but
got.
But my question is, how do you lose when you have Dame Lillard and Kevin Durant on the same team?
I think it's because we're behind on practice. Like, you know, they're coming straight from the playoffs. Of course, you have, you know, these freak players, the greatest players in the world. But they just haven't been able to jive together, if you may. And also, I told you, help's on the way. We still have Devin Booker, who has to finish up the NBA Finals. We still have Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. So I'm not too worried when it comes time for Olympic play. But we could be bounced this year.
We could. Do you know why? We don't have any big men.
Oh,
they only brought in shooters, and that's not the way the world plays. I mean, the NBA plays that way, but the world doesn't play that way. They're not having a big man. I guess like the last game we got out rebounded by Australia by crazy numbers. I'm worried about the gold.
Now it should be a simple answer, Automatic. I know you're a little bit worried, but will we bring home the gold at the 2021 Olympics?
I'm worried. I'm worried. I mean, I just feel like not having a center is a big deal.
Oh, wow. Do you agree with Automatic and his non-American prediction?
Oh, my God. Don't pin that on me. I mean, I want to win the gold. I'm just saying. Okay, we're talking about this off the air. Basketball around the world is one of the biggest sports there is now. And it's not the Dream Team time anymore where we just dominate and win by 100 or 50 or something crazy. It's gotten closer and closer every year. So this might be the year that we get knocked off.
Nah, I worry about your loyalty to this red, white, and blue Automatic.
Oh.
We're bringing home the gold. It ain't even a question, baby. Kevin Durant, the best shooter in the league, best shooter in the world, and Dev Book's on his way.
Once Book gets there,
it's all over.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know gaming has turned into an incredible way to make money, right? If you're really good at it, some of these gamers make millions of dollars.
Not hundreds of millions, but millions, yes.
But to pay over $1.5 million for a closed up Super Mario Brothers that you can't even put in the
sealed mint condition Mario 64.
It makes sense to me though with like vinyls being like collector item now too, and then like the sports
as everything's going digital, that you know actual physical stuff is just shooting up through the roof.
I just thought about it. DJ Automatic, you have that sealed vinyl copy. It's in purple. It's Selena. Her number ones. And you've never opened it. Is that why you keep it closed?
Because I knew like when Suzette, her sister, gave it to me, I was like, this is going to be worth a lot of money someday.
Oh,
so I just kept it in the plastic and keep it a little stored away.
Will you ever sell it?
Someone wants to give me $1 million for it? Hell yes, I'll sell it.
All right. More of our podcast now. Turn it up.